Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Odell Beckham Jr. met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Never gets old, man. You know, first day yesterday coming out, I just wanted to be grateful for that moment. You know, it was a long time in rehab. You know, I've talked about it, obviously, you know, dark days, hard times, like, and just to be able to be back out there running around. I didn't care what happened, you know. It just was just a blessing to be able to step on that field, you know, say a prayer and thank the man, you know, for another opportunity. So I was just in a very gratitude state, I guess you could say.
We saw your post after practice about how it meant a lot to have you with your family, your son out here. What was that like, you know, greeting him after practice?
It's just like, I remember being, you know, I remember being the rookie and coming in and, you know, after practice, you seeing everybody's kids run up to him and their family and just that, like, warming embrace. And your little ones are looking at you and you're out here, you know, you're working hard for your family and yourself. So to me, it just was very surreal. Like, my son, it's really, you know, him running up and, you know, some of my family out here. So, just feel blessed.
Odell, you look more physically. You look like you've developed a lot physically since mini camp. You're more explosive. Do you feel more comfortable and confident than you?
Appreciate that. I've been working. You know, like I said, when you come out to mini camp, you know, I have my own opinions on it. But at the end of the day, like, we play in September, and it's about a gradual peak. You know, if you're ready to play a game in mini camp, you know, when is that slope going to start to turn downwards? You know. And I'm just happy to be able to, you know, it was a lot of hard work, you know, going from 2-3 days, you know, going from a gym to a field to lunch to working out to recovering. Just happy that you see it.
Did you feel like old happy out there for another training camp, or was there like a almost strange feeling to have been there?
It was strange. I talked to my coach about that. I said, man, my last training camp, I think, was in 2021. You know, it just was a strange feeling. Like, do we have to sleep in a hotel? What's the schedule like? You know, just kind of getting reacclimated. But I think because of everything that's happened in my life, like, the things that you used to find yourself maybe, like, having small complaints about, like, you just, you know, I'm trying my best. You like to not hear it out of me. And just to know that, you know, in a matter of split seconds, like, you know, things happen. So, like I say, just gratitude is all I'm feeling right now. Knowing that there's a lot of work to be done, and yeah, it's cool, and, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy the moment and have fun right now, but there's a lot of serious work that needs to be done, so I'm just trying to find one thing to get better at each and every day.
Okay, with Todd Monken, how did you work with him in Cleveland? Are there any still similarities or differences from his coaching style from then as to where he is now?
I think life's all about situations, and not every situation is for everybody, and that's just how it is. And I could see that, you know, that situation may not have been for him or myself. And, you know, he went to Georgia and wins national championships, and you could see a level of confidence in him that I like. Like, you walk into the room, you grab the energy, you're a dominant force, and, you know, obviously he has command of what he's seeing, and I think he knows. Not think, but he knows exactly what he wants to do, and he sees what we have here. So I just think the level of confidence, not to say that he didn't have it, but just from what I'm seeing now, he seems very happy to be here.
Odell, just how much muscle did you add?
I don't know exactly. Just enough, you know? I look, you know, somebody was like, man, how much do you weigh? 180, and it was funny to me because I'm not nowhere near 180. You know, so it just, I've been working hard. Like I say, it's a lot of work I had to put in to be able to even step back onto the field and compete with, you know, the best in the world. And we got a very good defense that I have to go against every single day, so I have no doubt in my mind that they'll be able to get me right.
Odell, you got to spend time with Zay on the Lamar in South Florida, and now you're spending time with Zay on the Lamar in training camp with Zay. What's impressed you the most about him, and do you see any similarities from when you were a rookie with him now as a rookie?
Definitely the smile that he has on his face, the joy, he definitely appreciates being here and just being able to spend time with him in Florida and just kick it and, you know, now, you know, pick his brain and him pick my brain. Like, I feel like I know my role as, you know, the guy who, you know, I used to watch you in middle school. I'm a little older, so I know that I'm the leader and the follower all in the same breath. And I think that's important for a leader, is to be able to follow and listen. So just being able to be out here with him now, finally in the same in the colors and practice, and just knowing, you know, what we're working for and what we're working towards, as much fun as we have, you know, we all take it very serious.
Odell, I'm not going to say anything about percentages because I know
the here you go.
Percentages. But right now, are there any limitations, do you feel, you know, coming back from the, you know, the injury? Is there any limitations while you're out there?
Nah, it's just hot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't – there's no real limitations. It's just about, you know, knowing every detail of the playbook. And that way when you know every single thing, you know, which is day two, once you know every single thing, you could play fast. And I could just feel myself just wanting to continue to learn, continue to find something to get better at, continue to harp on one thing for the day to come back and correct it the next day. Again, like, I don't know a percentage. I just feel good. I feel like I'm going to continue to work to get back to who I know I truly am.
What's your impression of the offense you guys are trying to install right now?
It's, you know, we got a lot of work, you know, ahead of us, but I think that I'll just let the – we'll wait till we get to September and see what we have going. You know what I mean?
There are a lot of young wide receivers on the team. How are you a mentor to them, and are you prepared – and who prepared you to be that for them?
Experience. You know, I learned from, you know, Victor Cruz. I mean, I've been around Cooper Kupp, the Matthew Staffords, Eli Mannings. I mean, the list goes on and on. People who aren't even, you know, receivers is who I learned from about – you know, how to be a leader and how to lead. And I know that I know my role is obviously I want to make plays. Like, don't get me wrong. You know, I want to score touchdowns. I want to dance. I want to have fun. But definitely to help the younger guys mentally, physically, spiritually, however I can. And I embrace that role and that opportunity. And I take it very serious. So I don't mind being the older guy for once, you know, in the room.
What's been your impression of the Ravens culture so far?
It's the real deal. I'll be honest. I could feel the love of the city. I could feel the excitement about the opportunity, you know, we have in front of us. And again, like I said, I take that serious. Like, I take it very serious. Got to learn how to hit the strut and all that, you know, and just have fun with it, man. Embrace the opportunity and win some games.
Might be.
Can't share those, but it has to do with a lot of dancing, a lot of fun, a lot of touchdowns, you know.
Is the first touchdown dance?
Yeah, that or the bop or whatever. We got, you know, the bird flew. I didn't hit.
You work on your accent?
Tear and do.
That was good.
Yeah, I like it, though. I like it. Somebody came up to me the other day. He said something. I had to have him repeat it. But, you know, just embracing every single bit of what we have going here.
You brought up the defense, and obviously you guys have a lot of talent in the receiving room, but the secondary has talent and some continuity. What ways are they pushing you guys the hardest in the secondary when you line up?
I mean, you got an all-pro corner. You got, you know, safeties who are, you know, probably going to be all-pro. D-line, linebackers, like, it's everything you look for in a defense. And they're tough, fast, physical. It just presents a challenge, and that challenge is every single day. So that's why I say I know it's going to get me right.
One more. You spent time with Lamar, you know, in Florida, and, you know, in the offseason a little bit, and now here. What would you say is his kind of mindset heading into the season?
I think it'd probably be a better question for him, but, you know, just looking from afar, he looks like he wants to, his mind's only on the Super Bowl, and he knows that, you know, that's a – daily process, day at a time, details, you know, all the little things that go into the end result that people see with the confetti. It just seems that he really wants to win. And he wants to have fun. Like you say, he wants to throw for 6,000 yards, you know. And I'm not mad at him if he does.
But what was behind the hair color choice for the season?
It's purple. I've done it before. You know, I always just feels fun to switch it up, you know. And it's probably the only time, like, you know, whenever I'm playing football that I really have it dialed. Otherwise, I'll be an adult for the rest of the time. But, you know, just diet, have fun. Purple kind of faded out, so we'll, next time you see me, it'll be a little more purple. But, you know, it goes nice with the uniform.
Thank you, Odell.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.